Right after Easter on Monday, I took a little road trip to Dallas to see the old seminary that I had graduated from in 1985, Holy Trinity Seminary, beautiful renovation of the chapel there that I had not seen. Bennett Bodan, the seminarian who was with us last summer, is there, so I got to visit with him and three other of our seminarians from the diocese. Great to be there. And then down to Austin to see my sister. And the fields in Texas were filled with blue bonnets and Indian paintbrush and other colors. So it was a beautiful Easter spring color all the way around, and a great joy to see. The letter to the Hebrews says, faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. And this Divine Mercy Sunday is focused on the virtue of faith and that of mercy. First, faith. The Gospel of John, the symbol for him at least, is the eagle, because his gospel soars above the other gospels in the way that John talks so much about the divinity of Christ, or at least leads us to believe in the divinity of Christ. And the eagle is believed to be the only bird that can look into the sun and not go blind. And so we say that John the Apostle looked into the heart and the eyes of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and was filled ultimately with faith. But the whole climax of his gospel is today, when Thomas is able to say to Jesus, my Lord and my God. Jesus is God in the flesh, and he is truly risen. So we want to believe that Jesus is God, because that's the reality. And number two, to believe that he is truly resurrected from the dead. Because St. Paul says, if Jesus did not rise from the dead, then our sins are not forgiven, and we're all wasting our time here. But we know that Jesus truly did rise from the dead, and our sins are therefore forgiven, and we should be the happiest people in the whole world. Every day, the joy of the risen Lord within us. And what is this resurrected body? It is not limited to the physical laws anymore, because twice it said Jesus appeared in this room that had been locked. It didn't open the door. Jesus just appeared. So his body can, appear and disappear as he desires. But it is the same body that he had here on earth, because he could show the holes in his hands and the hole in his side from the Roman spear that pierced his side all the way to his sacred heart. And the blood and the water flowed out. So it's the same body. It didn't hurt him anymore, those wounds, but it is the same body of our Lord. And we have to learn the lesson how Thomas missed Sunday Mass. He missed that first revelation and apparition of our Lord. So when we miss Mass, we're missing meeting the risen Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so we don't want to do that at all, break our covenant with the Lord. But he learned his lesson on the second Sunday. He was there, and Jesus had mercy on him and allowed him to even come and touch the holes in his hand and the hole in his side, all the way, we presume, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and feel the heartbeat of the Lord. What a mystical experience that Thomas was able to have. And therefore, he just burst out, my Lord and my God, which some people say those words right at the consecration of the body and the blood of the Lord. Because it is the risen Lord that we receive right here from this altar and right there in that tabernacle right now. Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. And that's us. So we're more blessed than Thomas and the other apostles, because we believe through pure faith. It's been passed down from generation to generation, and we have seen the good that it has done for almost 2,000 years now. And we will continue to pass this faith on. 2 o'clock today, we have the first communion for the second graders. Wednesday night, we'll have confirmation for the 10th graders. So still, the grace, the sacraments, all come from the Sacred Heart of Jesus, out of his pierced side, that blood and water flowing out. And it's not through faith alone, however, as John says in his letter. He says that we know that those who love God obey his commandments. So it's faith and good works, faith and action that go together. And we saw that in the first reading, how the early church was so united together that there was no needy person among them. It sold everything and pooled it all together. Total communal life. We couldn't do that anymore. It'd be a little bit unwieldy for all 1.4 billion Catholics in the world today. We still have our collection plate, which is a little remnant of that. And our charitable works that we do, Christian Care and Share here in town as well. So faith. Secondly, that of mercy. We see John says that the witness is the water and the blood. Not just the water, but the water and the blood. What is he talking about? When they pierced the side of Jesus, John was there, he saw it. The Roman soldier pierced his side. And it was the right side, because the Roman soldiers were good executioners. They knew that the right side of the heart is softer than the left side. And water and blood flowed out, which when you're hanging on a tree in crucifixion, water does collect around your pericardium. So it's a reality. But water and blood flowing out of the side of Christ is a mystical reality that comes from the Old Testament and was foreseen in the Old Testament. Prophets, Ezekiel and others, when they saw blood and water flowing out of the right side of the temple of Jerusalem. Why is that? At Passover, you might have 100,000 to 500,000 animals sacrificed, and all of their blood poured out on this altar, which was outside in front of the temple. And the blood was ducted out through channels out of the right side of that temple and down into the Kidron Valley that separates the Mount of Olives and the Mount of David. And that's a lot of blood for that many animals. So you have a river of blood, at least a stream of blood flowing out. And every once in a while, they would pour water on the altar to cleanse it. And the water would go down as well. So you have water and blood flowing out of the right side of the temple of Jerusalem. And what would Jesus later say? Destroy this temple and in 3 days I will rebuild it. So Jesus is the true temple. The place where God and man meet together. Literally, he is both God and man. And then when they pierced his side, blood and water flowing out of his side, the sacramental life of the church, baptism, water, blood, the Eucharist, his body, blood, soul, and divinity, just like in the Divine Mercy image which we celebrate today, the red and the white rays flowing out of the side of Christ. And what did he say? But receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. So the mercy of God coming from his heart through the power of the Holy Spirit and through the sacrament of reconciliation and baptism, which also forgives sins, and then for sins after baptism, reconciliation. Why go to confession to a man? Because Jesus told the apostles to go out and have this ministry of reconciliation. So yes, go to confession every day directly to God. But every once in a while, go to confession through the sacrament. Especially for we have to go through for mortal sins, for the sacrament, for the mercy of God on his terms, not our terms. I go to confession as well, about once a week. So go to confession, whatever you find is a good interval. But if you have a serious sin, go right away. So today, Divine Mercy Sunday was established by Pope St. John Paul II, but the Lord had asked for it. Through St. Faustina in the 1930s in Poland. This is how he appeared to her. And she wrote down this in a diary, and John Paul II was from Poland. So when he became Pope, he was able to promote this and to canonize St. Faustina, the first of the new millennium, first saint canonized, and to establish the second Sunday of Easter, Divine Mercy Sunday. The Mercy Fathers put together a little acronym for summarizing the whole devotion with the word finch, like a finch bird. F is for feast of Divine Mercy today. I is for the image of Divine Mercy. N is for the novena that we started on Good Friday and finished yesterday, and so we celebrate the feast today. The letter C is for the chaplet of Divine Mercy, which uses the rosary but has different words. And H is for the hour of mercy, 3 p.m. So we finished our first communion right around 3 p.m. We all did a chaplet of Divine Mercy together, the children, their parents, and all their families and friends here gathered. So beautiful to do that. And every day at 3 p.m., we should stop at least and thank the Lord for his mercy that poured forth from his side. St. Faustina had this prayer in her diary. It said, "You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls. An ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us." So let's have faith and let's receive the mercy of God and let us be merciful to each other.